explore and discover with Sonel. It's been a long time since I last uploaded an episode, so today I've got an interesting topic, which is about death and life. So let's begin. We humans do not know much about death, because we do not know much about life in the first place. Death is a brief occurrence at the end of a long life, or maybe in a week, a day or some seconds later. It is inevitable. It is bound to happen sooner or later. No one can stop it. Do you know you will die one day? We cannot be sure about other things in life. We don't know if we'll get married or not, or if we'll get a job or not, if we'll be successful or not. But one of the things is guaranteed in your life, that is, you'll go straight to your grave. We human beings are foolish, as we think ourselves as deathless and therefore do not prepare for death. Death is something which can happen at any time. If something happens, you can be gone in a moment later. If we were like any other animals or creatures, maybe we would be unable to think about all this. But once you're endowed with human intelligence, how can you just ignore such a significant aspect of your life? How can you avoid it and live on as if you were gonna live forever? How is it that after living here for millions of years of life, human beings still don't know a damn thing about death? Will they know nothing about life either? We know all the trappings about life, but what do you know about life as such? The situation has come about because you have lost perspective as to who you are in this universe. If the solar system in which we are evaporates tomorrow morning, no one will even notice it in this cosmos. It is that small, just a speck. In the speck of solar system, planet Earth is a micro speck. In that speck, the city you live in is a super micro speck. In that, you're a big man. This is a serious problem. When you have completely lost perspective as to who you are, how do you think you'll grasp anything about the nature of life or death? One reason people can ignore death and continue to live on in their ignorance is simply that the religions of the world have spread all kinds of idiotic stories about life and death. They created some silly childish explanations for everything. Like, if you ask, how were you born? The stork brought you. Stork is a long-legged white bird who supposedly brings newborn babies. And if you ask, where are you going to? I'm going to heaven. This explanation is very simple, but very absurd. At least they could have chosen a more efficient mode of transport than a stork. Storks migrate only in a particular season, so all the children should have been born in that season alone, not during other times. Moreover, if people are so sure that they are going to heaven after they die, I ask them, why are you delaying your departure then? Why not go right now? All these silly stories have snuffed out the basic human curiosity about life and death. Otherwise, sheer curiosity, if not the pain and suffering of life, would have strongly propelled many people to seek answers to these fundamental questions. People always think of death in a negative way. They think life is tragedy. Well, it is not. People living their entire lives without experiencing life is a tragedy. If you die, there is really no tragedy. That is the end of whatever problems you're experiencing in life. But if you are alive and not experiencing life in its totality, that is a true tragedy. The greatest calamity of human mind is that it is against death. The moment you reject death, you also reject life. You think life is right and death is wrong. Well, it is not so. Life is only what it is only because death is. A river always flows between two banks. But you happen to be standing on the right side of the bank and you say, I don't like the left bank and it should disappear. If the left bank disappears, the river will also disappear. The right bank will also disappear. If right bank has to be there, the left bank also should exist. It is like, could there be light without darkness? One who does not embrace death will not know life at all. If you sit here saying, I don't want to die, I don't want to die, I don't want to die, all that will happen is you will not live. You will anyways die. But denying that, you will not live well until then either. If you are afraid of death, you will only avoid life, but you cannot avoid death. Avoiding death is avoiding life. Dodging life is inviting death for most people. If life becomes unpleasant or burdensome, then knowingly or unknowingly, they start dodging life. Why avoid death when we have come to live in this world? I don't want to avoid life. I want everything to happen as long as I'm alive. Because have you come here to avoid life or experience life? If you want to avoid life, all it takes is 2 meters of rope to hang yourself from ceiling, and it's not expensive either. I'm talking about efficiency. When alive, to try to avoid life is very negative. Our aliveness is a very brief happening, but we shall be dead for a very long time. So taking one's life is not really an option. This happens by mistaking the physiological drama from the existential life. The moment you think of security, you are assisting that. I want you to know that does not need your assistance. That is a super efficient. On the other hand, life needs your assistance. If you notice, whatever you do with life, no matter how much you do with life, there's still something more you can do with it. Life needs all your attention and efforts. That does not need your support. It will happen anyway, and it will happen with absolute efficiency. There is no future here, as all shall pass. People think nothing new should happen to them, but they want an exciting life. How is it possible? This is a no-win situation you are creating for yourself. What can happen to you at the most? At most, you'll die. There's nothing more that can happen to you. And whatever happens in life, you did not come here with an investment. You came empty-handed. You cannot lose in this life. See how wonderful it is. Whatever happens, you are still on the profit side. So what are you complaining about? Let new things happen to you. If you create this kind of nothing should happen to me situation within yourself, you will become stagnant. Stagnation is death. If life does not move on, if new possibilities don't arise within you, you are living dead. This is the reason that even when nothing has gone wrong with people's lives, you can see many long faces on the street. For most of them, life has worked out for far better than they are imagined. Materially, we are all living much better than our fathers and grandfathers did. But still there are these long faces on the street. This is happening not because something has gone wrong. This is because of stagnation. You cannot live with stagnation, because that is like living death. Being living death is a fantastic experience, but to be death-like when alive is horribly painful. If you are alive, it is wonderful. If you are dead, we are not bothered about you. There are too many dead people walking, which is why there is such misery on the planet. They were all bright and alive at one time. Now slowly they are half into the grave. Yes, with time the physical body will deplete. That is why if only psychological and physiological processes are in your experience, it is only natural that with the passage of time you will deplete. Only the fundamental life energy is in your experience. If the right things are done about the life process, then you will not deplete with age and rather become greatly enhanced. So it is only life which must be constantly cranked up. There is no need to invite or practice death, because death does not need your support. Thank you.